Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor. There is good news in the Americas, and it's in the person of Javier Milei, the president of Argentina. The headline this morning, it's a technical headline, but it speaks to the success. Argentina slows peso crawling peg as inflation eases. As I understand, Mr. Milei has pegged the peso, the local currency, so that it can only move so much. But it has contributed to the easing of inflation from some fantastic number in the triple digits down to the double digits and continuing to sink. Why that's important is that Argentina needs foreign investment. Its industries, its roads, everything has dilapidated over the years of abuse by serial governments of largesse. They spent money on themselves, not on the infrastructure. So, Professor, Argentina is the good news of the hemisphere. Milei is a darling of the people I talk to all the time. Is it deserved in your measure? Is Javier Milei the hero that he can look like when being applauded on the stage?
Well, John, Milei certainly isn't perfect, but he has done some remarkable things, and I think he certainly should be credited for it. And I think it's also a lesson about bitter medicine, but also good governance and attention to the economic fundamentals. So as you alluded to, when Milei first came in, the Peronists really had run the country into the ground. People couldn't get their money out fast enough. You were moving towards hyperinflation. You had artificial currency controls. And so Milei had some real dilemmas when he came in. For example, first just making payments to the IMF. He had a real liquidity crisis. He was able to get through that. He was able to shut down a number of different things with out of control government spending, which imposed a lot of pain and put poverty rates up, but was also very necessary to bring that spending under control. But in addition to that, he was also there is an official exchange rate which was way out of sync with the rate at which people actually wanted to trade their pesos for dollars, and so what's called the blue rate. Basically, Milei allowed a dramatic devaluation, and it was that devaluation that he was forced to do to bring the official and actual rate back into sync. That was what caused the dramatic jump in inflation at the beginning of his term. And so it was about 300% last April at its peak. Now, what has happened since then is, again, that as people have had more confidence that Milei politically and physically will survive, they've seen his ability to pay the IMF. There's a new $4.3 billion bond payment that's being made now, which has brought the country risk way down. He's allowed the peso to devaluate, but in a controlled way. So what you're actually seeing is that the peso is beginning to gain its stability. He was allowing the peso to decline by about 2%, I believe, a month, that it slid from 800 to 1,032. But so essentially, as the peso is now stabilized, he has actually been able to reduce the rate of decline. And so now that you have a stable peso in which the market rate and the official rate is in sync, that gives investors more confidence to put their money in. And it's that confidence to begin investing and building again in Argentina that's responsible for the reactivation of the economy. It's anticipated that 2025 will have 4.5% growth, which, again, is an amazing turnaround. Bitter medicine for Argentinians, which have had to face 53% poverty rates as part of the cost of that adjustment. But Milei really threw attention to the fundamentals, the macroeconomic fundamentals, as an economist himself, really has to be credited for creating a miracle in turning this economy around.
An extremely articulate yes, he's the hero. Professor Evan Ellis.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.